Let's bring in Alvin Williams, Sportsnet's NBA analyst. He's Philadelphia 76ers pro personnel scout as well. Alvin, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you doing this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We've always kind of talked about the NBA All-Star game, and, you know, every now and then the point is raised about defense isn't played. And, you know, I mean, arguing about All-Star games to me is kind of silly because they're for the sponsors, they're for the fans. I think the NBA game is great because I enjoy seeing guys who are so competitive over the course of a regular season. I enjoy seeing them cut up a bit, and I enjoy seeing, you know, kind of the byplay between these guys. I mean, you played this game at a really high level. What do you see when you watch an All-Star game?
I see, you know, guys getting an opportunity to get out there actually and just playing carefree. And nothing much is really given to the game. I think it's just they understand what the weekend is really all about. As you mentioned, the sponsorship, is business, is the fanfare. And as long as they're out there and being visible and being, you know, they're embracing the fans and they're embracing the moment, I think they see that as enough. You know, me being an old school guy, I would love to see the competitive piece and, you know, guys going at it. But that's not the reality of an All-Star game. It pretty much never has been. Even with the older guys, they messed around a little bit, tried to get a little serious at the end. But, you know, it's just what it is. And a lot of people are disappointed with it. But I think the actuality piece of it is just a fanfare game where everyone can make money and see the players up close and personal.
Alvin, one of the biggest things about the All-Star game, as you mentioned, it's fun. It's just getting everybody together, showcasing the best that the league has to offer. Just for fun's sake, just say they were doing an OG dunk contest. What do you think the best dunk you could pull off today would be?
Me personally?
Yeah. If they're like, we want you to get in this, what's the best thing that you think you could do right now? Like, I don't know if you're jumping over cars or anything like that, but
I'm not jumping over dictionaries. I mean, I can barely touch the rim. I was never a dunker anyway,
yeah,
other than like my sophomore year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But sheesh, no, it'd be a total embarrassment. If somebody threatened my life right now and asked me to dunk a basketball, you might as well come to my funeral because it's over.
You just go, you know what, I'm going to miss the contest. I'm just going to go get a casket or something like that because you can miss me on the court. It's not a layup competition.
Yeah, it's a wrap. There's no chance in hell that I can dunk the basketball.
You and me both, if that makes you feel better. Probably not, though. What's your...
No, Ash, that doesn't make me feel better, but it is what it is.
What's your favorite part about All-Star Weekend?
My favorite part, you know, I never had an opportunity to play other than my rookie year. Got a chance to be a rookie in the rookie game, but I never played in a big game. And I like the fact the guys get together. And, you know, all the beefs and all the stuff that the media and we make things out to be, a lot of those things are forgotten. And it's those couple days and those guys are having a good time, whether you party, whether the families are there, whether it's media day, whether it's appearances, all the guys are together. And they really, really, truly have fun. And you can see the personalities and you can see how deep the relationships are from a standpoint. So I enjoy watching that aspect of it.
Alvin, we are at the All-Star break. We can't call it the halfway point of the season anymore because it's certainly not the halfway point of the season. But the Raptors are atop the East. Are they better, given what happened at the deadline and all the moves that were made, and given what we've seen from Boston and Cleveland and other teams, I mean, Philadelphia and other teams around in the East right now, are the Raptors better positioned to win this conference now than at any point in their history?
Definitely. Not only are the Raptors playing well and at a high level and playing consistent basketball across the board, and they gained so much experience from the previous. You know, everyone's talking about how down they are on the Raptors, but I look at it is what it is. The Raptors lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers both two years in a row, Eastern Conference Finals in the second round, and those were the champions. That was the championship team. And I just look at the Raptors and this whole process of them becoming a better team all across the board, and I look at the other teams. And the other teams, to me, is no standout team. You know, you got to wait and see what Cleveland does with the new pieces, And that's no guarantee. Of course, they still have LeBron James, but that's not a guarantee. Boston, you see, they're not invincible. They have struggles, and they still have issues. And as well as they play early on, they're falling down a little bit. So as long as the Raptors can keep playing consistently and everyone keeps growing and believe in one another, I think their experience and other things to help them get to a point where this franchise has never been.
For me, at this point of the season, the West is much more interesting. And I feel like for a few years, we've just been like, Warriors, full stop, nothing else matters. But you kind of see the way things have been going for them. You know, they lose to the Nuggets, they lose to the Thunder, then they lose to the Trailblazers, and you see what Houston's doing and the Rockets and how they've been moving over the last couple of years. Is there more of a question that it will be the Warriors in the finals than it has been in the last 3 years?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me at all. You know, the Warriors right now, I think, and I've never been to a championship, NBA finals or anything, even being close like that, but from my understanding and watching back in the day the Bulls and hearing about the Pistons and Lakers and Celtics, it gets very hard, like mentally, to stay focused during a regular season.
Yep.
And the one thing the Warriors do have, they have so much talent and they have faith and they have experience. And, you know, those things that you have, that they have, other teams can't. There's only but so much you can do. And even though the Rockets are playing at a high level and they have great talent too and they have a great style that everyone is benefiting from, I just think the Warriors are a 2.0 compared to everyone else, you know, and that's just something you can't negate.
You know, one of the storylines through the rest of the regular season and certainly into the playoffs, and I know, Alvin, you've talked about this, and I don't know what your opinion on it is. I know other people have gone back and forth with it as well. But the conventional wisdom seems to be that it's great to talk about how deep the young Raptors bench is, and it's great to talk about how, as you know, the Boston Celtics said, the best bench in the East, as Kyrie Irving mentioned after the game here. That's all fine and well, but typically when you get to the playoffs, the rotation tightens up. I mean, is this going to matter in the playoffs, the fact that this bench is so good? And if you're Dwayne Casey, are you maybe not necessarily going to have as tight a rotation as you normally might?
I mean, I talked about it early on, and I did mention, and this is before I noticed and I really watched how well the bench, and the bench wasn't playing as well as they are now or as consistent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was something when I was saying, you know, the lineups, they do. They shrink. And the coaches have the confidence in the guys night in and night out. And a lot of times during a regular season, while you play the bench, because people are tired, whether it's back-to-back. In the playoffs, you don't have those situations. So with the interesting part with the Raptors, the bench has been a strong point and a very helpful and beneficial point to the Raptors. So what do you do when it's time, when it's all the eggs are on the table and in a basket? You still want to go with your strength. But at the same time, there's going to be times where the bench don't play as well. Mm-hmm. Now, does Dwayne Casey, you know, lose a little confidence or get a little, you know, more tense and go with the guys that he knows that are going to perform? That's the question. So I think for the Raptors standpoint, they're in the driver's seat right now by having a strong bench. And it's going to be interesting once the postseason play, how those young guys actually perform at this time of the season.
Yeah, that's one thing that you can never really know. And we've seen even the stars of this team, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, have their own struggles when it comes down to crunch time. And granted, they were the only two really on the floor that other teams focused on, and they weren't able to necessarily spread it out, or they didn't maybe depend on their teammates as much as they could have in those situations. But for me, I feel like the X factor, and I never thought I would be saying this, is Fred VanVleet. And that seems crazy to me because I'm still a DeLon Wright believer and supporter, but it seems like VanVleet just came out of nowhere and really put his tools together in a productive way much more quickly than I would have thought he would have.
Definitely. I agree with you totally. He's a guy, a few years ago when he got into the game, you figured the game was almost over, or it was over. And, you know, being there, hearing people laugh, and you're just like, oh, well, who's this guy? And
yeah, it happens, like he's bound for Europe or something.
Exactly. And it happens. But, you know, you have to give him all the credit of preparing himself, working hard, staying the course, and then the coaching staff, you know, having faith in him, putting him in good positions, where he can continue to grow. And once again, what he's doing this regular season is tremendous, and he's been helping the Raptors. He's been that Corey Joseph piece who Corey was when he first got to the Raptors. You know, he alleviated some of the stuff with Kyle Lowry. He helped out. The difference is he's on the floor by himself a lot of times, not with Kyle. So it's a lot more pressure on him to make things happen. But the way the Raptors are playing with a lot of ball movement, everyone's involved, it also, in a way, takes a lot of pressure off people individually to make plays. But he's doing a great job. And once again, once the playoffs come and you have days and hours and weeks to prepare for different players and different strategies, that's where different players and different styles have to step up.
My hope, and it's kind of a fantasy world that I'm living in right now, is that Dwayne Casey treats the bench like Survivor. Everyone gets a torch. You get in the game. You make a mistake. You're off the island. And that's how he slowly.
Wow. That's harsh.
No, it's not. Because No. Because instead of limiting the bench to like a rotation of like eight off the jump, everyone gets an equal shot. And then, as you know, you can't really rely on them as much as you would have hoped for. You slowly like phase them out.
Oy.
Really? I feel like that was, I thought that was being nice.
But you know, the NBA and pro sports is all about trends, right? So, you know, everyone's going to this different style of offense, right? Mm-hmm. But the one thing you haven't seen are defenses adjusting. Like, no one's adjusting defense. So I think the onus is going to be more on the opponents to see how they when the bench comes in, how are you going to react? What adjustments are you going to make to the bench? And what happens, you know, Raptors has had this reputation for a while as the Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan show. So teams are caught off guard. So I'm interested to see whoever they play on their opponents, how are they going to react defensively when the second unit comes? Are they going to be able to match their energy? Are they going to make substitutions? Are they going to do things to make sure the second unit is not helping the Raptors as they have been helping during the regular season? So I think Dwayne Casey goes about the way he should go about it, the way he's been doing it, until other teams make adjustments. Mm-hmm. And then Dwayne, I have to make his adjustments.
That's fair.
Alvin, we're going to let you.
The torch is critical. That torch piece. I'd be a little upset if I knew I had a torch and I made a mistake.
I'm not feeling that at all.
I'm just saying that you get to see what you got, see how these guys can show up in the postseason, and if they're not necessarily ready for the moment, then you move on.
You know what you are? You're condemned to a life of Bruno off the bench.
Bruno and Bebes.
You're condemned to life with Bruno off the bench. Alvin, thanks for doing this, man. Enjoy the All-Star game. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.